Tantor Audio presents Washington Journal, Reporting Watergate and Richard Nixon's Downfall, by Elizabeth Drew, narrated by Joanna Perrin. Introduction. On the day after Labor Day in 1973, I was in the office of William Shawn, the justly legendary editor of The New Yorker, for which I had begun to write a few months earlier. In his whisper of a voice, he asked me what I was thinking about writing. He never imposed a subject. I told him that I had an intuition that within a year this country would change vice president and president. At the time, this was a seemingly outlandish thought, but I go a lot on instinct, and I just sensed it. I began with the vice president because the nearly or not so nearly forgotten Spiro Agnew, formerly governor of Maryland, was under criminal investigation on suspicion that he'd been accepting post facto bribes right in his vice presidential office. The Watergate scandal hadn't yet caught up with Nixon, but there was already plenty of evidence that serious wrongdoing had taken place in the White House and that Nixon had surrounded himself with rudderless aides willing to carry out most anything against the president's various real and imagined enemies. We knew that there had been an enemies list, which we joked about but wasn't really funny. The president was willing to use the levers of government at his command or retain outside goons to spy on, get the goods on, and destroy, Nixon's terms, those who he saw as out to get him. Nixon confused political opponents with enemies, but his suspicions swept a much wider field, and so tailing, break-ins, wiretaps, and IRS.